straight out. Bottom line, more than anything else, what do men need from women?
Bottom line, what they need is to feel respected and trusted by their wives and to feel their support, because we don't realize how difficult this culture is for our men and really what a need that they have to be feel that there is one person in their world who is on their side and recognizes they go out into the ring every day and they need somebody in their corner.
You know, you're really right about that, because the culture just rips into the self-worth of men. Have you been watching ads, for example, on television that have, and I've talked about this before, John, but have in almost every one of them what I call the stupid guy?
Yeah.
The wife is secure. She's beautiful. She's young. She's got it all together. And he acts like a 13-year-old who happens to be overweight and bald and nerdy.
Yeah.
And, I mean, over and over and over again, they're giving a message that men are really dumb. They're stupid.
Yeah.
And the amazing thing is that that must sell products even to men. I don't understand that. I don't get that at all. It makes me mad.
Yeah, it makes me mad too. I actually, about a year ago, I do a column called Woman to Woman, which is a sort of a liberal conservative debate column. And I covered this in a column about the fact that if you survey these commercials, and if there's ever anyone who's a buffoon, it is almost always a white male. It is almost never a woman. It might be a black man every once in a while, but it's a man.
Not often.
And it is the man is always the one who's sort of allowed to be torn down. And I think, unfortunately, we women, even wonderful Christian women who want to support their husbands, we've kind of bought in a little bit to this, you know, it's okay to tease him. We can take him down a peg and not realize that our men really, truly do need our unconditional support and affirmation in order to be the godly men that they're created to be. I mean, I hate to use this word, but it's really true. We women hold a lot of power in our hands. God has given us a huge responsibility to either raise our man up or tear him down.
Well, how do you do it? How do you raise a man up? How do you build his self-respect?
Well, you know, I've had many, many men tell me this as I interviewed and surveyed over 1,000 men for this book. And many of them have said that, you know, I can be encountering many messages from the world that I have no idea what I'm doing. And I can be encountering all these things in our culture that just really feels free to rag on men. But if I know my wife supports me and affirms me, I can conquer the rest of the world, no problem. And part of what that looks like is really building an environment of affirmation in our home. And you know what? We women sometimes think, well, I'm not going to be his doormat. You know, he doesn't need my help. Oh, yes, he does. He absolutely does need our help in order to really become the man that he was created to be.